a great Queen's welcome to our inspiration and our champion, Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Governor Cuomo proudly touted the free tuition program for some middle-class students passed in the state budget, appearing with former First Lady and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton at LaGuardia Community College in Queens.
Thank you.
Clinton advocated for free tuition in her campaign after the idea was first proposed by her rival, Democratic Senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders. Cuomo says when it became clear that we would not have a Democratic president or a federal plan for free tuition, he thought New York State should offer it.
We have free public college for any family who's making $125,000 or below, so no child will be denied college because they can't afford it.
Students still have to pay for their room and board, which on average is twice the cost of tuition per year, and they'll have to graduate in 4 years, caveats made clear when Cuomo first announced the plan back in January. But until the measure was approved over a weekend, several days after the budget was due, no mention was made of a residency requirement for the plan. The program now requires students who agree to accept the free tuition to promise to live in the state for 4 years after graduation, or they have to pay the money back. That provision brought blowback from, among others, New York Times columnist David Brooks. He called it the worst public policy idea of the year, saying it could reduce a graduate's lifetime earnings if they're prevented for several years from taking a more lucrative job in another state. A Times editorial also critiqued the plan. Governor Cuomo was asked about the criticism at the annual Easter egg hunt at the governor's mansion.
Obviously, I disagree. Look, my point is very simple. These are public colleges. Public colleges should be open to the public, and ideally, they should be free.
Cuomo did not really address the substance of the arguments, instead sounding more like President Trump than the Democrats Clinton and Sanders that Cuomo said he wanted to emulate. The governor took a swipe at the New York Times.
I haven't seen an editorial endorsement of the Times that actually represented what happened in an election in a long time, so I don't know what that means.
E.J. McMahon, with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center, has worked in and out of government for decades. McMahon says he does not believe it's inherently wrong to require a residency commitment in exchange for the tuition. But he says larger problems with the plan are the numerous unintended consequences, including the income requirements that were never thoroughly thought through.
Of all the important changes in public policy we've seen enacted in New York, perhaps in living memory, this one is the most significant change to have received virtually no serious study or debate. And that's really saying something, given the way Albany operates.
McMahon says it seems as though Cuomo got the idea for free tuition, then worked backwards.
This bore all the earmarks of something that was simply reverse engineered from the headline the governor wanted to see.
According to Cuomo's budget office, students who received the free tuition and decide to live elsewhere after graduation would not have to pay any interest on the money they'd owe. The state's Higher Education Services Corporation is working out the rules in the coming weeks. And according to a SUNY spokeswoman, 83% of public college graduates already remain in the state after they receive their degree anyway, so the potential number of students affected by the residency requirement would be small. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.